We're going to go right to the phones. Don, it's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling WGRR 103.5. How are you doing today, Don?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. I emailed you yesterday, and you said give yourself a call, and I'm giving yourself a call.
Okay, great. I need you to bring everybody else up to speed so that it's not a private conversation. So tell me again what the problem is.
The problem was that we used bleach on a deck made out of a white cedar. White cedar is a native wood to Maine, and this stuff was gotten about 4 years ago from a local sawmill and put down on that deck. There's about 400 square feet of it. The deck looked pretty good while I was doing the job with the diluted bleach. It was about one part bleach to four parts of water and a very small squirt of dishwasher detergent, which turned out to be a very good thing to have because it made a little bit of suds on the deck, and it was possible to see where the stuff was, and I hosed it down mightily. Then the following morning, while the wood was just barely damp, if you stepped on it and twisted your foot, it actually separated the fibers on the surface of the wood. I did notice that later in the day, when it was really dry, the surface was really dry, that did not happen. You could twist your shoe on it, and the wood fibers did not come apart. My feeling is that there may be some weakening of the fibers of the wood because of the bleach that was used, the chlorine that's in it. And is there some way now to stabilize those fibers and solidify the entire deck?
Okay, here's the question that as soon as I saw your email, the question I really wanted to ask you was, when you built the deck 4 years ago,
yep,
and it rained the first time, and you walked across it or twisted your foot, did you have any scuffing then?
No, nothing.
Okay, here. So, and I knew. I'll be honest with you. I already knew that was going to be the answer. All right. So, I don't. You know, I don't mean to set you up. But anyway, here's what happened. It's a combination of ingredients, and I really don't think that the bleach is so much to blame. Even though the bleach does, in fact, hurt the lignin in the wood. You know, which is the glue that glues the wood fibers together.
Yeah.
Most of that damage is from the sun.
Okay.
What happens is the ultraviolet light from the sun is so powerful that it actually breaks down those wood fibers. I mean, on a molecular level, those ultraviolet rays are a lot like in Star Wars, you know, where they use those the phaser guns, you know, that are shooting those light blasts. That's kind of really what's happening. I mean, but we can't see it because it's invisible. So you got these invisible ultraviolet rays that are hitting that wood and just kind of blasting it here or there, and they can only take so much, you know. Eventually it wears a hole through it.
Okay.
So you can actually do an experiment. This is so cool, you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
Is there a... hopefully there's like a corner of the deck where that you know was sun damaged and where this happened, where the scuffing's happening, that you could sand some of it. If you took some coarse or medium sandpaper and actually sanded the cedar to basically wear down to the next to where the ultraviolet rays didn't hit.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, like you take, I don't mean take off a 16th of an inch. You might only have to sand off a 64th of an inch of the wood to get down to where all of a sudden the wood fibers are as strong as they were the day the deck was put in. You do that and get the wood, in other words, sand it, get the wood wet, and then try to put your foot on it, and you're going to see nothing, no damage at all.
Understood.
And that's all you got to do.
But then what is the surface going to be like? I'll never have that nicely planed wood surface that it was when before I put that stuff on it.
But you will if you sand it, if you treat it like a piece of furniture. Meaning, if you're right, if you go in with coarse sandpaper right now, it's going to look horrible. But that plain surface came from a really sharp blade that was, you know, planing that wood.
That's right.
And I guarantee you, if I was there, if I could fly up there today, and we just took a 6-inch long piece of the, you know, the cedar decking.
Right.
And I just sanded it, just 6 inches, sanded it with like 60 grit paper, and then I went to 120, and then I went to 220, you know, very quickly. You wouldn't have to, because cedar's so soft, it doesn't take much work to do this.
Right.
I guarantee you, when I got up to the 220, that thing would be like a piece of glass. So I can bring it back to that same smoothness, no doubt about it.
Okay, we got 400 square feet.
I know. But here's the problem. Here's how you're going to prevent it. This is the key. So you may have to do this the one time, this time only, but from now on, you're going to keep up on the maintenance of the deck with really good products that do not that have really good UV blockers in it, and you'll never have to do it again. You'll never have to sand it again, ever. And the product that you want to use is the same thing I told Don, who just called before. It's a product called Epoxy Defy.
Epoxy what?
Epoxy Defy, D-E-F-Y. And if you put...
Where do you get that? They don't sell anything like that up here.
Well, there may be a store up there, but it's not important. You can buy it online.
Uh-huh.
So the website is Saver Systems, SaverSystems.
Okay.
And believe me, it's an incredible product, and it's an incredible product.
Will it leave a gloss on the finish?
A slight gloss. It looks gorgeous. It looks like a piece of furniture. I wish you could come here and see my deck. It would just blow your mind. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
All right. So that's the answer.
That's it.
And put another finish. Do you have a product called One Time?
I've heard of it, but I'm very, very skeptical of it. I don't like their claim, because if they're telling me, because I've read it, that you only have to put it down one time.
In 7 years.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I cannot believe that it'll last 7 years on a horizontal surface. Maybe it'll last three, and if it's a film-forming product, I'm totally against it.
I understand.
Yeah, it's got to be a penetrating product like that epoxy.
They claim that it is a penetrating product, but I really don't know.
Yeah,
if the epoxy actually penetrates,
yes,
would it penetrate sufficiently in the fibers of the deck now without sanding it?
Possibly, but the problem is that the deck's still going to be like hairy, like an ape or something. I think you're still going to have to lightly sand it.
Why would it be hairy? Right now, the deck, if I don't walk on it anywheres, I only scuff it up in a few places as an experiment, and then later on, when it was dry, it would not scuff up again. So if it's now in a flat and smooth plane, and if I put the epoxy on it, will it soak through and hold it all together without having to go through all of the sanding?
It might, and what you could do is you could test a small area. You could actually just do a small area and see what happens. But I think it would, because I know how it is on my own deck, but I don't want to say it, and then you have bad results. You're going to have to test it.
I understand.
All right.
What is the color? Is it clear or what?
It comes clear, or it comes in colors.
I see.
Yeah.
And it's a single product. You do not activate it.
No, you do not have to mix it. The epoxy has already been activated. It starts the curing process when it's exposed to air.
And how long does it take to cure?
A few hours.
That's all?
Yeah.
And the wood has to be absolutely dry before it's put on?
No, it does not. It can be damp because it's a water-based product.
Oh, I see.
It's an amazing product.
If it's slightly damp to begin with, will it soak in even further?
Well, that's why I like to put it on dry, because I want it to go in as deep as possible.
I see. I thought maybe the water that's in the wood would help suck it in.
Well, you can talk to them about that. They're the experts on it. But I just got my own feelings. I like it to be dry.
All right, I'm going to try. I'll give them a call and find out what they think.
All right, Don, I think you're going to love it.
Well, thanks a lot for your help.
Well, I hope it was worth waking up for.
Well, I'm going to go back to bed now.
All right, dude. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye. Bye. Oh, that was pretty good.